You're listening to Real Facts on Real Estate with Sean Patrick Maloney.
This sounds good.
Welcome to episode 43.
So I'm going to move into the next question. What is Zillow Premier Agent? I heard you talking about it earlier. I obviously know because I am a Zillow Premier and also a best of Zillow.
You know what? And that's a great point, Sean. You are best of Zillow. We're going to talk about that as well. Zillow Premier Agent are agents who are advertising on our platform, who are paid advertisers, right? So if you're a premier agent with us, we know that you're a paid advertising. You're paying to advertise in that particular area. We consider you the best of the best. But you know, to get to your point, Sean, so Sean is a best of Zillow agent, which means that when consumers call in and when they work with him, they are getting someone who believes in the best customer experience and the customer service. And so we're tracking that now. So what Zillow wants to do is make sure that our consumers are having the best possible experience. And the way we do that is we're asking them questions like, do you plan on working with this agent in the future? If you don't have an appointment with the consumer going forward, they're probably going to say no, you know, because they're left to not know what's going to be the next step. So that's something that's really important to know, is that when a consumer calls in and you get that live connection, we are looking at how you are handling that particular phone call based upon the consumer's experience. And so there's a customer experience report that goes out about 48 hours after the consumer has a phone call with you. And then we're tracking it. I think it's 15 days, 45 days are the other metrics that we use to track how the consumer's experience is when working with an agent. So if you're providing the best customer service, that's all we ask, you know, because we want consumers to continue to come to our site. And so the experience has to be a great one.
Excellent. Yeah, that best of Zillow isn't rated by Zillow getting paid. That one's by the consumer.
Exactly. And you get a badge that follows you and brands you. So you are actually, it's a great way for you to stand out from other agents.
Next up, there's a lot of people talk about Zillow and they talk about the word cost and expense and it's really expensive and stuff. And so I want to talk about, do they have tools to figure out your return on investment? And is there any sort of metrics towards that at all?
Yeah. So we just launched, again, and that's a great question. So we just launched a great ROI tool for brokers and agents to use to track how much money that they're actually making with us. Because at the end of the day, you know, this is America. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense, right? So you got to make sure that you are actually making money. And I encourage my clients to track your ROI. And like, there's a tool in your profile that is available to you that shows, and it pulls from past sales that you have and tracking where that lead came from. So it goes into your inbox and it pulls the lead, and then it pulls from the record, the home when it closes. And that's how we're tracking the ROI. So, you know, it's a work in progress. I think it does very well, but you can see how much money you actually spent on advertising and how much money that you actually made at the end of the day. So yes, that tool is available.
Yeah. I actually just wrote a blog about that this morning. It's going to be up on the Real Facts group. And it's amazing to me the amount of people that don't understand what marketing is about, because they actually look at how much the marketing costs and say, well, gee, that's affordable to me, but that's looking at it as if it's wasted money. Yes, there needs to be an original nest egg to make the investment, but if you're giving somebody $10 and you're getting nothing from it, you might as well just keep the $10 because it doesn't do anything. But if you're giving someone $10,000 and you're getting $20,000 in return, yeah, we're talking big numbers, but you still doubled your money. So it's amazing to think that people look at it as an expense, because like I always say when I'm talking marketing with people, if you're looking at marketing as an expense, you're doing it all wrong.
Right.
Like, completely messed up. You have no idea what you're doing, because, you know, yes, heating and electrical and cable and all those are expenses. And yeah, they do have some return on investment ways of figuring it out. But the reality with marketing is if you're spending money, other than if you're a major company, you're trying to get some branding done, you should directly be able to correlate the amount of money out versus the amount of money in. And if it's not working, move on. And I mean, since I met you, what have I, 5 times maybe my investment?
Yeah, you have when I looked at yours, you have a 5x return. So for every dollar you're spending, you're getting $5 back. That's better than the stock market. I mean, I don't know where else you can get that, a better return.
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So let's talk about the next one up here. What are some other ways, and it might be your job in specific, but what are some other ways that Zillow can help my business?
Well, you know, we're an online, I consider us an online billboard, right? So we're connecting you with an actual consumer. We're also, you know, launching a lot of other programs and offerings through our platform. So one of the things that's going to be available, and I don't know when, because it hasn't really been talked about, but we're going to be offering flex programs for brokers, for their agents. So, you know, being able to actually, we don't make money until you close money and until you close deals. So there's those options. But I think the best way to like make money with Zillow, or the best way Zillow can help an agent, is simply that we're providing you with online traffic. I mean, that's what we are. We're capturing consumers when they raise their hand coming to our site. They're saying, hey, I'm interested in buying a house. We're saying, great. We want to connect you with a premier agent in our area that, that is, you know, actually available to you. And that's the whole reason why we went to the live phone calls, is that we knew that if we could get a live consumer on the phone with an actual agent, who knows what they're doing, that it was, would be a win-win. And that has been working. And I think, Sean, you're a testament to, when your agents pick up the phone, they make money. When they're not picking up the phone, it's hard, right? So, but also, you know, like I said, digging into your inbox and making sure you're reaching out to people that have raised their hands. So the best way to make money with us, is to continue to advertise. And like I said, get with one of, you know, your account manager. Every agent on our platform has their own account manager who can sit down with you and make sure you're in the right areas, the areas that are driving traffic. So even if you, you know, like a particular area that you're in, but it doesn't have any traffic, then you want to diversify and you want to be in more than one area. I think, you know, at times when agents have a really hard time with us, it's because all their advertising, it's like putting one egg, all your eggs in one basket, right? You only want to advertise in this area. You don't want to advertise in any other areas. We have tools that can show you that if a consumer is looking at one area, they're also looking at other surrounding areas as well that you might have never considered. And so just be open to coaching, be open to, you know, sitting down with your account manager, sitting down with someone like me as a business advisor, who can give you the right direction. And trust that we know, like, I don't pretend to know everything about real estate, but I've been doing this a long time. I know the online consumer. I know advertising.
Don't get me wrong. It obviously still exists to this day, but I do think the old method of being an agent and being in one town is dead, and that the internet has changed that, and that you need to be available to an area, and no longer can you really be a zip code specific agent. I think it's a very dangerous game to play. And you get asked to do, I always say to people when I'm talking to them to list their home or to buy, I'm meeting people that are moving from Southern California. I'm meeting people that are coming in from, you know, Fairhaven, New Connecticut, all these other places. And I believe heavily that it's due to the IT-based jobs. They're not like the city district. You used to have to live so close to it, and just everything has changed. The reallocation of the world, basically, because of the internet.
Absolutely. And, you know, you were saying, like, what are free things that you can do as an agent? When you get a Zillow lead and you are working with them or you're closing them, ask for the referral. Like, ask for the business. Ask, you know, say something like, hey, you know, I it was a pleasure working with you. I know I did a great job working with you. Like, how can I do this to help someone else, like one of your friends? Have they, you know, asked, have you heard them say that they want to buy a house or any of those things? Ask for the referral. You know, that's the way to build your business. Zillow should be part of your business, but it doesn't have to be all of your business, right? There's so many other ways that you can tap into Zillow for what we provide, right? Just by asking your clients for referrals.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's move on to the next one here. Anything new coming down the pipeline for Zillow? Any new?
So I think I gave you a prelude, right? So we have the Flex program that's coming up. And I think that's, on its way. I have no idea like when it is, and the Flex program is all about, you know, right now, with the way Premier Agent works is agents pay for advertising upfront. With the Flex program, what agents will be able to do is pay for advertising when they actually close business. So you will be able to, you know, not pay for the advertising upfront, but when you close a transaction, you will work with somebody like myself to help you you know, get the best practices of how to close these deals. But then you will close business and pay us a fee at closing. So okay. That's something that's coming down the line. We also have Zillow Offers. I think we've launched Zillow Offers now in 9 cities. And it's basically that we work with the premier agent in your area to help you actually list your home. So it's a way to that we make an offer on your home right then and there. And that's going to be something that's going to be rolling out to other areas, and other companies are actually doing it. I think other companies, like I think not Redfin, what's the other
Open Door
is doing it. So we're just following in line with what the industry is proving to be successful. But keep in mind, when we're doing these things, we're doing it with premier agents. So if you're someone like Sean and you are best of Zillow, those are the brokers that we want to work with. Those are the agents that we want to work with who have those badges, because those are the ones that we're going to be reaching out to help us with those transactions.
Okay. And then just a few more here real quick. In your opinion, what makes Zillow so successful compared to agent websites, and what could agents do to maybe make their website gain a little more traffic?
So if you think about it, so I think right now Zillow has 185 million unique users. And that's the reason why Zillow bought Trulia, right? Because I forget what we were at the time. Maybe we were like at 85 million. And so we have the traffic. Consumers are not going to the local MLS, as you said. Consumers are not going to the individual agent's website. Consumers come to Zillow. So as you know, Sean, I have a son who is being highly recruited for football. And every time these coaches reach out to me and they ask me what I do and I say I work for Zillow, they show me their app on their phone, because they were like, no one travels more, no one, buys homes more than actual football coaches, because they're always moving around, right? Every consumers are looking on Zillow. We have more traffic than anyone else. And that's what's made us very successful, is we've been able to capture that online traffic. Now, I always tell agents is like, once that you capture them off of Zillow, yes, direct them to your own personal website if that's what you want to do. But rest assured, consumers are coming to Zillow. We have the traffic. And like I said, once you have that conversation with them, you can drive them to your individual website, or you can send them individual listings from Zillow. And we have a tool that enables you to do that and enables you to target them specifically. But you know, that's the whole reason that you're advertising with us. Yes, have your own individual website. There's definitely a lot of pluses to having that, but the traffic is where it is. It's at Zillow. 185 unique users, million unique users. We're the largest real estate website in the world. So capture that, you know, make sure that you're advertising with us. And like I said, if you want to have those conversations and drive consumers to your website, by all means do so.
I got one more question for you, and then we'll just throw back and forth a couple ideas real quick and we'll call it. If you were to give agents and brokers one piece of advice, I know that they spend a lot of money into training you to train us. What would be the number one thing that's a piece of advice?
I would say, when you receive an online lead, treat it as if it's golden, right? Get a response from that person. You know, find out who they are, find out, like, you know, are they ready to buy a house or when they want to buy a house, but do not trash a lead because you haven't had a conversation with them. Get on Facebook, find out where they are, message them. I would be almost like a stalker if I was an agent. I would not let any person go until I got that yes, no, or leave me alone. Because every person, that's like one more transaction in your back pocket, right? I think the thing that I noticed that agents do is like, oh, that lead was crap. And what they mean by that lead was crap is they never had a conversation with them. So how do you know? So follow up, follow up, follow up. That's 95% of my conversations is all about how to follow up.
Yeah, I mean, we actually back farm our leads after we have them, and we come back to them. And in our most recent round of doing that, we found 6 people that bought houses, not with us. That's not a good feeling.
It's not. I mean, I would be sick, because that's like, you know, what I say is, it's, you know, and we have, and this is what I train to, we have a method. You're not going to follow up with somebody who's ready to buy a house now, as opposed to someone who's ready to buy in 6 months. But you want to get your name, face, and phone number, which is all Zillow is doing, is branding you as a premier agent. We're a branding tool, right? So we're giving that consumer information about you. Send them a listing that maybe they might be interested in every month, something to get your face in front of them, so that when they're ready to buy a house, they buy it with you and not somebody else in that area.
Excellent. Well, I think this was all great information. Last thing I just want to talk about real quick was, you know, a lot of people wonder about buying it. And I know, like, I buy it as a broker and I look at, you know, return on investment. And one of the things I always tell the agents is, like, as a brokerage, we have to make a lot more money for it to make sense, because we have our splits with the agent. So if we're buying the ad, we're splitting with the agent, we're doing all that, we need, you know, maybe a 3 to 3.5 ROI, versus a lot of times an agent can buy something at as low as a 2 or even a 1.5 if they're really looking to brand themselves and be in an area and just suck up all the energy of that area and are good at working the referrals and getting more off of it. But it's like, I think a lot of people, again, allude back to the word expense or cost. It comes way too into play.
Right. Well, think about it this way, Sean. It's your business, right? There's a cost for everything, right? But it's an investment. And I think you have to look at it and switch your mindset to investment and not just a cost. For any business, when you're starting it, there's an investment that you have to make. If I were an agent, if I were a broker, I would invest in making sure that I had people to talk to. And that's what you're doing. And you're right. You have to look at your ROI. Like, the first thing that you do when you sit down with somebody like myself is we talk about your goals. How many transactions do you want to close? There's a formula that we use to come up with, okay, if you want to close this many transactions with us, this is how much the advertising is going to cost, because this is how many contacts you're going to get a month. There is a science to it. It's not like we just throw stuff against the wall and hope that it sticks. We have a method to our madness. And the most important thing is to know what you want to do, so that we can advise you as to how to do that best and make the best recommendations. So that's number one. And you're right. Looking at your ROI is extremely important. Tracking it is extremely important. And now we have the tools to do that. So with that, like with the right advisor, you know, with the right plan in place, you definitely should be making money. And I've, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time. I was with Trulia before we got bought by Zillow. And I have seen agents and brokers make tons of money with this. And so there's no difference between the person who starts off very small in their advertising and scales over time. But it's something that you have to do. You have to invest in order to make money. That's the bottom line.
Okay. And I just wanted, there was one question that came up, and the last but not least was, how does somebody get started?
So, I mean, you know, I would reach out to, you know, when you're looking on Zillow, you can reach out to one of the account managers to actually, you know, have a conversation, and we'll walk you through, like my business partners are all account executives. They'll walk you through the platform, how it works, what the best recommendation based upon what, you know, money you might invest in it. But here's one of the things that I'd like to add to what I've said. Is when you're investing in your business, right? It's not like you're going to go buy an expensive purse, right? You're buying, you know, your future, and you want to think about it from that perspective. So think about like how much a month, and this is all on your credit card, right? How much a month are you able to spend on your advertising? And give yourself a realistic number, and don't be afraid to be stretched by the account manager, because we do this all day, every day. We work with, just in my book alone, I think I have 350 to 400 agents that I work with. And I can tell you the agent who starts off small and closes deals and then scales over time, that puts that 10 to 20% away every time they close a transaction, those are the agents that actually win and make money with us.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you for having me.
Please make sure to follow the podcast. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me through DM, PM, phone call, email, whatever works best for you. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much.